56 degrees.
Ben Rich, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 7th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low just west of Bailey, 998, expected just north of Faroes, 981, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest, veering west for a time, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, mainly good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shannon, west or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, mainly good. Rockall, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Mallin, west or southwest, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, south or southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, veering west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1,002, now rising. Stornoway, south by west, 6. Slight rain, 3 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 4. 13 miles, 1,003, falling quickly. Lucas, south-southwest, 3. 15 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 2. 1,012, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 3. 11 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,018. Jersey, west-southwest, 1, 13 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 5, 6 miles, 1,016, falling. Valentia, west-southwest, 3. Recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1,011, steady. Ronald's Way, south by west, 6. Slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Mallin Head, west by south, 5. Slight showers, 3 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 7th of August. The general situation, Atlantic fronts will move eastwards across the United Kingdom during Thursday. These will bring spells of rain and strong winds to most areas, with gales likely at times in northwestern Scotland. Rain and gales continue at times in the north through Friday, with more settled conditions elsewhere. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest, veering west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Showers for a time in north, good, occasionally moderate for a time in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest, 3 to 5, rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain or drizzle for a time, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest, 5 or 6, veering west or southwest, 4 or 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in far northwest. Rain, then showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, then showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, then showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south, veering southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Finally, Shetland Isles, south, 5 to 7, veering southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas.
Good morning. August in the cathedral where I work is a quiet month work-wise. We make a point of having no meetings, and many go on holiday during this time. I really appreciate the opportunity to take things a little slower, to rest, to read, to spend more time with family and friends. Whenever I do this, I recognise the healing, nourishing effect it has on me. In the book of Genesis, when humans are created, the very next thing God does is create a day of rest for everyone. Humanity's life on earth begins with rest. Indeed, the creation poem in Genesis repeats the phrase, "And then there was evening, and there was morning, the day. In Jewish tradition, therefore, a day begins at sunset. The first part of the day is dedicated to rest. I love this idea. All too often I begin the day frantically getting ready for work, and the day ends with me being exhausted, ready to drop. How lovely would it be to begin the day in rest and continue the day having rested? Research has definitively shown that rest improves mental and physical health. It enhances cognitive function, helps reduce stress, and boosts the immune system. But for me, what I find most compelling is the holiness of rest. God writes it into our very existence from the very beginning. And so this morning and throughout August, I pray for good, restorative times of relaxation, that I may learn to accept that being busy all the time is not what God intended for me, and that instead, I may find time to simply stop, to lean back into the arms of God and rest. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Grace Thomas. It's 5:45, now Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today we join Farm Watch across the BBC as harvest continues across the country.
It's absolutely chaotic and it's very long nights, but we all pull together and I just absolutely love it.
Well, Farmwatch will see farms take over BBC local radio in England today and also feature on other bits of the BBC. It began last year when it ran alongside the Farmers Guardian campaign Farm 24, which also takes place today. This year's BBC Farmwatch is bigger, and it does, of course, happen at one of the busiest times of the year for many farmers, harvest. Here on Farming Today, we're following the harvest all week, from grains to veg. And there are always challenges.